Please come to order. Present our Speaker Porter, President Pierce, Representative Green, and myself. I believe there are other meetings going on. Hopefully, the other members will be joining us. We haven't met since the Phillips announcements, and I think there's been some pretty positive reception for that. Senator Pierce, I believe you had an interest in us. You're still writing that interest?
No, I can wing it. Mr. Chairman, as we've said a number of times, trying to take a position on the merger in its various iterations was like trying to shoot a moving target, in that we knew that there were negotiations going on at the FTC that we were not privy to. We weren't sure what was on the table, what concessions the different, both ARCO and or BP, were willing to make to the FTC. It has now become clear that, at least as far as Alaskan interests are concerned, there is a solution that was announced last week. It became part of a yet again amended charter, and that is for Phillips Petroleum to purchase all of the Alaskan assets of ARCO. I believe that this committee should take some sort of a formal position on that, and so I would move that you, Mr. Chairman, prepare a letter on behalf of the Joint Committee to the FTC, saying to them that we wholeheartedly endorse the purchase of ARCO Alaska assets by Phillips Petroleum Company, and once again urging the FTC for their part to move forward with final approval through a consent decree of the merger as soon as they possibly can.
Okay. Purchase of ARCO assets by Phillips.
ARCO Alaska.
Yeah.
ARCO Alaska assets by Phillips. But I think we should further say that we are asking them to approve the merger through a consent decree as soon as they can.
Enter into consent decree ASAP.
However that works. I understand that this is not the only piece that's still on the table that is still being negotiated back in D.C., but I think it would be useful for us to at least signal, alongside what the governor's already done by with the amended charter, for us to signal our approval.
Okay.
Ask unanimous consent.
We understand. Any objections?
None at all.
Without objection, we will do that, and we will try and get it out in the next day or so.
Okay.
And everybody can take a look at it. We don't know what the next step is. Hopefully, the next step will be a consent decree and resolution and some security in the industry in terms of knowing what's going to happen. But we don't know that, so I suppose we will adjourn for the day and hope not to be meeting again, but may very well.
A meeting to celebrate would be in order.
Yeah. Well, for what it's worth, although it's 40 years ago, when I first started in engineering, I worked for the other company in Bartlesville, but Phillips was a very highly regarded company all through my mid-continent career, and I have heard nothing to change that attitude in all the years I've been in the oil patch, so I'm really...
Yeah, I was impressed with the way they handled it when they premiered. And certainly, size-wise, their dependence on success in Alaska is obvious.
That, I think, is key. I think that's so important.
Well, if there's no further discussion, we will adjourn the meeting.